Again, I am Keon Gilbert. This is Tyler Fuller and Makiba Hedgebath. So cultural disregard, using photo voice to explore the realities of males of color who are at risk for dropping out of high school. This project really came about from many conversations across three community partners, one in Greensboro, Orange County, and Raleigh. And really trying to understand and better connect issues around education, inequalities, and health disparities, especially for men of color. And thinking about how can we really begin to understand some of the issues and concerns around dropping out of high school, and what are some of the health implications. And so really what we're going to talk about today is why education matters, and why education matters in particular for African-American males and in general. So there's a long history in this country of racism and segregation that really has disallowed and marginalized many communities from really pursuing education in a number of different ways. And really that has become, as Nancy Krieger has talked about for a very long time, embodying inequality. And so how do we then begin to, for lack of a better way of saying it, undo that? And I think that some of what we found during Photo Voice, this project, may help and provide some clues and ideas. Why does education matter? So more education contributes to better health outcomes, reduce morbidity and mortality, extending the life, which is certainly a huge issue in African American men's health because they have the shortest life expectancy, lowering chronic disease, as well as acute illnesses, and overall reducing inequalities in health. So health education can influence health in three ways: improving health knowledge and behaviors, improving its socioeconomic status, and a number of social and psychological factors, including sense of control, social standing, and social support. So there are several risks of dropout that we considered in this project. One being students of color, they're African American and Latino. Low socioeconomic status, which is often characterized for students by those who are on free or reduced lunch. Low grade point averages, and some record of school disciplinary action, delinquencies, those kinds of things. And something that is specific to this project as it relates to African American men, male gender roles and masculinity, and how that also really begins to develop at a really early age, especially in middle school. So just a very quick national look at dropout. Really over 50% nationally of African Americans and African American males do not continue and discontinue high school, their high school educations, and do not go to college. A more local view, thinking about the three counties and the three areas where our community partners are, it's about the same. Even in Orange County, where the actual numbers are different, there's still a disproportionate burden of African American males dropping out of high school in that county, even though the numbers say that there are 60 white males compared to 32. So Project Souls. Project Souls came about, as I mentioned, as a way of connecting education, inequalities, and health disparities of African American men. And I titled the project Project Souls after Du Bois's 1903 text, The Souls of Black Folk. And in particular, there's a chapter in there about the coming of John. And that story really hit home for me in a number of ways, and it has for a very long time, in thinking about the challenges that men have when they become educated and going back to their communities and wanting to really help, but realizing that there are a number of systemic social, organizational, and institutional barriers for them to really help and help to improve their community. And so that's why I call it the project Project Souls.
Good morning. What is Photo Voice? Photo Voice is an opportunity ACB PR method that gives on and for young adults to voice what is really going on in society instead of adults guessing what is going on in the minds of the world of young adults. The process provides us with an opportunity to provide a glimpse into our lives in our schools, homes, neighborhoods, and how we interact with our friends. Our participation, we hope, increase knowledge and awareness about issues important to us. We had an initial meeting to define photo voice and to go over the process of taking photos and how we would discuss our pictures. We gave our assent and our parents gave their consent for our participation in our project. Each participation either took pictures of real world situations, people, persons, places, or objects, and also had opportunities to stage a scene for their photographs. Project shows took place in two cities. One city focused on African American and Latino high schools students in a dropout prevention program. The second city engaged middle school African American males in a mentoring program. We had several photo assignments that cover areas such as defining our identity, how we define health, education, and how we view success.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Well, I'm about to explain the pictures that we took. So Project Souls used a unique approach to help all participants understand each discussion at the of the photos. After choosing one photo to represent the week's assignment, we collectively came up with a short statement that summarized our conversation. This first example is an assignment focused on identity. This photo was staged and shows interconnected red beads and on a white background with single multicolored marble, with a single multicolored marble on top. Our summary statement says, "This is me, this is who I am not them, they are not me, and we will never be the same." The relationship shown between the interconnected red beads and the multicolored marble tells us that the young men like to be a part of the group and connected to others, but there are some times when we must stand alone. In one of the other cities, the same assignment generated a photo of Kobe Bryant on the cover of a video game. When asked what does this photo mean, the group said, "In order to achieve your dreams, we'll have to work hard, be smart, and persevere. With determination, we can achieve our goals doing what we have to do to get there. This is the way we want to be to succeed in life." Kobe Bryant represents the best of NBA players with his level of skill, talent, and hard work. Young men aspire to his level of excellence and to not be quitters. This photo of a bandana represents what is going on in our neighborhoods. In particular, the presence of gangs and violence. We see violent activities in our neighborhood and schools. Violence is a part of our social world. We were asked in this photo, we was asked how this photo represents health. We came up with a definition that is close to the World Health Organization's definition. Health includes decisions you make to keep yourself from harm or danger, including crowds, family, and women. What you do to keep yourself healthy, what you put inside your mind, what you listen to. Health is your lifestyle, how you live, not just the doctor or being in danger, and your environment is health. A second assignment about what motivates us to be healthy resulted in a picture of an orange. We also view health as a way to stay active and fit and to eat healthy foods. If we are healthy, we can help others and become successful. Thank you.
So how do we make sense of all of this? One of the ways that I began to think about what the experience that I had with these youth was to think about how this relates to scripts of masculinity. And there are several: strong and silent, the tough guy, the give 'em hell script, playboy, which you heard a little bit about already. The winner, and a sense of independence. And for the sake of time, we'll just give a couple examples of two. Independence. It's really defined as a dialectical dance between of being attached and separated from their parents. Less attachment results from greater gender role stress, meaning that men start to think about how they failed to live up to masculine ideals if really they start listening more to their parents. So here's an example of independence. I mean, I don't listen to my parents like that. At the end of the day, like I'm saying, you could listen to your parents, but at the end of the day, it's your choice. They can't like control you, so it's your choice on what you do. So like, I mean, I listen to them, but like when it comes down to certain stuff, it's my choice what I do. I've got a choice to get in trouble or to not get in trouble. Give them hell. Men are often victims of violence, and violence becomes a part of the socialization of males early on in life. Fighting builds character. When I was in seventh grade, I was in with the seniors, and they used to, mess with us for no reason. If you like, don't get no respect if you're in sixth to seventh, and now like the sixth and seventh graders think that they're cool. I'd be a bully. That's the way my school is. It's a tradition. Yeah, it's like that. It's a tradition. So to kind of wrap up, males, for many reasons, use their health behaviors and beliefs to demonstrate dominant and hegemonic masculine ideals to establish men as men. The old phrase, boys will be boys, has different meanings depending upon their position within social structures and their access to power and resources. The experiences of these young men and others reflects this dance of male development, often in opposition to systems of power and authority. These systems often disempower them and seek to subjugate their daily lived experiences. In many ways, school is seen as feminine. And so to act out or to act certain ways means that I am rejecting this system of education that I see as feminine and trying to feminize me as a male. The future of Souls and similar projects is to continue to provide places and spaces for young men to have a voice, which will help them to better negotiate systems of power and help them to lead healthier lives. Thank you very much. And really quickly, I want to thank not only all the people that you see listed here, the WK Kellogg Health Scholars Program, UNC, our community partners, and the research assistants, especially Leilani Ogan, who has tremendously helped me put together this presentation and was part of many of the discussions, Muhammad Jalal, Yasmin Cole Lewis, and Peter Balvant. Thank you.